After that first round of prelims, I complacently calculated my GPA in progress and came out with a 3.3. It never got near that again, and by late December I realized that the choices had become very simple. Quit playing cards and maybe survive to the next semester with my fragile financial aid package intact, or continue bitch hunting beneath Mrs. DeLuca's sampler in the third floor lounge until Christmas and then head back to Gates Falls for good. I'd be able to get a job at Gates Falls Mills and Weaving. My father had been there for 20 years, right up until the accident that cost him his sight, and he'd get me in. My mother would hate it, but she wouldn't stand in the way if I told her it was what I wanted. At the end of the day, she was always the realest of the family. Even when her hopes and disappointments ran her half mad, she was a realist. For a while she'd be grief-stricken at my failure to make a go of it at the university, and for a while I'd be guilt-ridden, but we'd both get over it. I wanted to be a writer, after all, not a damned English teacher, and I had an idea that only pompous writers needed college to do what they did. Yet I didn't want to flunk out, either. It seemed the wrong way to start my life as a grown-up. It smelled like failure, and all my Whitman-esque ruminations about how a writer should do his work among the people smelled like a rationalization for that failure. And still, the third-floor lounge called to me, the snap of the cards, someone asking if this hand was a pass left or a pass right, someone else asking who had the douche. A hand of hearts begins by playing the two of clubs, a card known to us third-floor addicts as the douche. I had dreams in which Ronnie Malenfant, the first true bread-in-the-bone asshole I had met since escaping the bullies of junior high, began to play spades one after another, screaming, "Time to go bitch hunting! We chasing the cunt!" in his high-pitched, reedy voice. We almost always see where our best interest lies, I think. But sometimes what we see means very little compared to what we feel. Tough but true.